an alleged arsonist has been arrested in connection with last night's fire in Edersburg. The Honey Fire was reported around 8:30 p.m. Tuesday evening near Wilder Ridge Road in Edersburg. Thanks to the quick work by firefighters, the fire only grew to a quarter acre in size and was fully contained by midnight. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jeremy Ward confirmed the arrest of Stephanie Haro on two charges, including arson.
Last night on August 6th, around 8:25 p.m., we received a report of a possible vegetation fire in the Wilder Ridge Road, Edersburg area. We did dispatch resources from a number of different agencies to investigate. They were able to locate a vegetation fire. The fire was stopped at approximately 0.4 acres. And during the course of that fire and subsequent investigation, a female was located on the property. That female was later arrested for the fire and a separate charge.
Haro is known to local law enforcement and is a frequent name on the Humboldt County booking log. She now faces charges of arson. Battalion Chief Ward thanked the local emergency agencies that assisted in the response.
Of course, thank the Telegraph Ridge and Bryson volunteers who helped assist and put that fire out. And again, you know, just for everyone, just like we've been talking about, you know, there's a lot of activity going on in the state right now for fires. So we want to try and keep any additional ignitions that are preventable from happening. And along with that, if folks see any suspicious activity related to fires, please report that.
Tanner Spees, the newly promoted chief of Telegraph Ridge Fire, thanked his crew and the residents within his district for their support.
Well, I think this was a great example of the neighborhood really keeping their eyes out. We were hearing a lot of information from many different locations with people who were seeing the column of smoke and kind of helping us triangulate where to get to. This was definitely a neighborhood effort. We want to thank all of the residents in the Edersburg and Wilder Ridge area. It was because of their help that we were able to get there and find that fire pretty quick and get it wrapped and get it contained. So yeah, I'd say just basically to people, you know, stay vigilant. And when you do smell smoke or you do hear of things, you know, try to figure it out. If you can help identify it or if you can help with access at roads, things like that really help.
Nearly simultaneously to the Honey Fire, the Bear Fire broke out in northern Mendocino on Red Mountain, southeast of Piercy. This incident grew to 5 acres in heavy timber before firefighters stopped its forward progress early Wednesday morning.
My name's Larry Castile. I'm a commissioner with the Piercy Fire Protection District. My wife woke me up about midnight telling me that we had heard on watch duty that there was a fire up at Red Mountain Road. That's not very far away from where we live in Old Piercy. I talked to our assistant fire chief this morning. His name is Delbert Chumley, and he told me about the fire and how many people had showed up. There was the Leggett Valley Fire Department and Piercy Fire Department and CAL FIRE. Apparently, there was a fire burned about 2 acres, and there was a grove down in this area that the buildings caught on fire, and they were able to extinguish it. I think they finally quit about 3:30 this morning. I understand that one firefighter was slightly injured, but from everything I've heard, it worked out pretty good. I don't know how involved CAL FIRE was. I heard that there were 5 CAL FIRE trucks. I believe Leggett was first on the scene, and we showed up shortly after. Piercy Fire Department showed up shortly after.
KMA News reached out to the CAL FIRE Mendocino unit for additional details. However, they have not returned our inquiry as of news time. Over text yesterday evening, Deputy Chief Ryan Smith stated that they believe the fire may have originated inside a greenhouse.
Had something to do with cannabis and their grow shed or their buildings or whatever had caught on fire and burned. I have no other detail than that.
By midnight, firefighters had stopped the fire's forward progress, at which point it had grown to 5 acres in size. And Castile emphasized that this incident is another reminder of the critical importance of supporting volunteer departments.
I think all the small volunteer fire departments throughout northern Mendocino and southern Humboldt need all the support they can get. We have a small department of 4 volunteers. I think Leggett is probably somewhere between 4 to 6 volunteers. They do their best, the best they can. You know, they all work and they try to respond when they can, and because they care and they try to take care of the community. Donations are always welcome. I'm sure every department would be very happy to receive some support. You know, sometimes support is more than just a check. It's people volunteer to come to help the people at the fire departments clean up their fire stations, to help service their work on their trucks, and just basically be there to support them. Food, when necessary, help, and maybe sometimes a big hug for a job well done.
Local volunteer fire departments are listed on social media, where you can find phone numbers and mailing addresses to share your support. Additionally, Bell Springs Volunteer Fire will be holding a barbecue dinner and concert at Tan Oak Park on August 10th at 4 p.m. Whitethorn Volunteer Fire will be hosting their annual dinner and dance on August 17th at Whitethorn Construction from 3 to 10 p.m. KMUD News will share more details on those events later this week.